Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having an old friend back on the show. We've missed him. We've lost him. And now he's found. Prodigal son, Joseph Muse, is back, ladies and gentlemen. Joe is the founder, the president of Business GPS. When we first knew him, he was working with back and forth with on some China projects. And now he's kind of come home to, as I said, like a prodigal son. And he's for several years now, he's been helping companies just like yours and mine put their best foot forward and sustain success. And we're so glad to have him back. Joseph Muse, welcome back.
Good to be back, Jim. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. I thought it was something I said. I'm so glad that it wasn't. But we're glad we found you. One of the things that I know you do with your GPS company, your business GPS, is to help companies get out of their own way, help them realize that they've got a lot of potential and they can sustain success, but they've got to operate in a fundamental way and perform certain things on a regular basis that we know work. And they even will help overcome the things that you do that are stupid, which we all do. And I know you were helping them do that. You've been doing it for a number of years now. And then we got hit by something called a coronavirus. Perhaps you've heard of it. What do you think?
Right.
What do you think about all that?
Well, I certainly think that running a small business was challenging before. Now with this, it's even more challenging for small business owners out there. And of course, we don't know. It only means we have to be more disciplined and more structured about how we run the business. We knew a year ago as a business owner, hey, we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. Now we really don't know what tomorrow's going to bring.
Yeah. Well, we knew we didn't know what tomorrow was going to bring, but we didn't think it would be this ugly. We knew it would be
right.
We knew it'd be challenging. We didn't know that it was gonna be, you know, like falling into a pit of snakes and lions and alligators, you know, all at the same time. We thought maybe it would just be snakes this time. So what are you telling your clients to do right now? You know, one of the things that I tried to help people with in the early part of this back in March and April was to say, okay, we don't know what's going to happen, but if you're going to keep fighting this thing, you have to say to yourself, I'm going to be in business January 1, 2021. I am going to open my doors. And if you declare that to yourself, then it's worth fighting for. What do you think?
Well, I think that there's a lot of stress and fear on business owners right now. And when there's fear, you don't make accurate decisions. You're making emotional decisions. But try to keep it simple for people. Don't, because your mind can wander, especially at night. You're going to bed. Oh my gosh, what's tomorrow going to bring? Let's keep it simple. Buy more time. Your goal as a business owner today is simply to buy more time.
Survive.
Think of time as asset, right? Exactly. We don't know what tomorrow might bring.
Yep.
We don't know if in 2 months we're going to get a big order. But let's just try to be there and be open to be able to get the order.
And surviving in 2020 is winning, isn't it?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And the other kind of aspect of all this, going into it, of course, nobody knew this was going to happen, but business owners in general are very positive people. They're can-do people.
Pathologically,
that's why they start the business.
Pathologically optimistic small business owners.
That's exactly right. So business owners need to always have a plan B. What's my backup plan? Even now when business owners go, oh, okay, I think I'm okay. What's your plan B? What's your plan C? That's critically important. Times are good, times are bad, doesn't matter, because things can change in the blink of an eye.
Yeah. So I really do think, you know, whenever they, my way of doing what I said about, you know, declaring your commitment to being open next year, They asked me if I was essential or non-essential back in April. Remember that? And I said,
yes.
I said, I'm neither. I'm non-compliant.
And right.
That's an attitude right. that has served me since then. What do you think?
I agree. I think this is a fight. I think this is a fight where, you know, you don't pull any punches. And you're a business owner. You're employing people. You must stay open. You must do what's necessary mm-hmm. to keep going.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And which is hard to do when the government, and some places are more oppressive than others, when the government is trying yeah. to is trying to close you up. We're going to get some more voice yeah. out of Joe Muse after the break. And that's it's 20 Tail. We're going to come right back and get some more out of Joe. Quick break. Stay with us.
And you had enough. You still gotta try.
That's right.
Do it no matter what the people say.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.